You would take your Bibles now. We'll turn in them to Nahum. Nahum chapter 1, and that's, again, one of the minor prophets near the end of the Old Testament, after the book of Micah, which we just read, or just finished. And the book of Nahum, and chapter 1. And we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 15. And so Nahum chapter 1, starting in verse 1. These are God's words. The oracle of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. A jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserves wrath for His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. In whirlwind and storm is His way, and clouds are the dust beneath His feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, the blossoms of Lebanon wither. Mountains quake because of Him, and the hills dissolve. Indeed, the earth is upheaved by His presence, the world and all the inhabitants in it. Who can stand before His indignation? Who can endure the burning of His anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken up by Him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who take refuge in Him. But with an overflowing flood, He will make a complete end of its sight, and will pursue His enemies in the darkness. Whatever you devise against the Lord, He will make a complete end of it. Distress will not rise up twice, like tangled thorns, and like those who are drunken with their drink, they are consumed as stubble completely withered. From you has gone forth one who plotted evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are at full strength and likewise many, even so they will be cut off and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no longer. So now I will break His yoke bar from upon you, and I will tear off your shackles. The Lord has issued a command concerning you. Your name will no longer be perpetuated. I will cut off idol and image from the house of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are contemptible. Behold on the mountains the feet of Him who brings good news, who announces peace. Celebrate your feasts, O Judah. Pay your vows, for never again will the wicked one pass through you. He is cut off completely. Those are the words of God. And you see, as we read through verse 8, the wonderful display of who God is, of His glory as it describes His justice and wrath and power, yet also His love and mercy and goodness and majesty. And the rest of the passage, verses 9 through 15, is then given in application to what we just read in verses 1 through 8, about who God is. That the context here is Nahum is writing concerning a coming attack from Assyria to Judah around the time or after the time that Assyria had taken and besieged and taken over the northern kingdom. Now he's speaking of the southern kingdom. And Assyria would besiege Jerusalem to show forth what we read about, verses 1 through 8, of God's power and justice against the people who generally were lovers of idols. And yet we see the Lord's mercy and goodness in His promise in verse 15, which says, behold on the mountains the feet of Him who brings good news, who announces peace. Celebrate your feasts, O Judah. Pay your vows. For never again will the wicked one pass through you. He is cut off completely. And though Assyria, he's talking about there, though Assyria would bring about destruction to Judah, Assyria would be completely cut off and destroyed, and they would not completely destroy Jerusalem. That would come later, about 100 years later, when Babylon came. And there, here we see a promise in verse 15 to a few faithful of Judah, the remnant, to live for the Lord and exalting those servants who bear forth the truth of the gospel, announcing peace, which only comes through Christ. You remember, we probably remember this verse or something like it in Romans chapter 10. He's quoting here, quoting from verse 15, Paul is. We ought to remember to turn from our idols, turn from our sin, and turn to the Lord, who is not only good and merciful and gracious to us, but also a God who is full of justice and power and majesty. And we ought to worship Him. And so let's pray and exalt His name. Our Father, we're thankful that You are a gracious and merciful God, just as we've prayed before and as we've read here, of Your goodness, and yet also of Your power and Your justice. Our Father, we're thankful in Christ Your Son, whom you've given us the gospel and revealed it to us, as we'll read in a moment in Romans, that You have brought about salvation and revealed it fully through Him who died on the cross and rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Father, we are of most to be deserving of hell and Your wrath, and yet those of us who have believed, Your church, Your true church, You have saved, and You've brought out of darkness and into Your marvelous light. You've made us to be Your children, adopting us, grafting us into the tree of which we did not deserve. And Father, we ought to be warned, as we hear in Your Scriptures, in Your Word, that just as easily as we were grafted in, we can be grafted back out again, just as the Jews were, or many of the Jews were. We pray that that would not be true of us, that You would bring many of Your people, Gentiles, into Your kingdom. And we pray also that You would, we pray also for the Jews, many of the Jews who have rebelled against You. We know that there will be, all Your elect Jews will come in into Your kingdom, and we pray that they would come in soon. And the Gentiles too, that Christ Your Son would return soon. And Father, we pray that You would bless Your people. We pray that You would heal our souls. We struggle in our sin greatly, and we have been convicted of our sin often, and yet we struggle to turn from it unto You. We pray that You would bless Your people and grant to us by Your Spirit and through the Word a true repentance, that You would sanctify our hearts and sanctify our souls and our desires and our emotions and everything about us, even our bodies. We pray that You would cleanse of sin and that You would bring about a healing of our bodies for the many in our congregation who are sick today or not feeling well. So we pray for Ezekiel, we pray for Jeannie and Patty and myself, and ask any others who may be sick or not feeling well. We pray that You would bless them in their bodies. Grant to us all healthy bodies, that we might serve You well and with according to Your strength and power of Your Word and Spirit. Father, we pray that You would fill us in our hearts with Your Word, and that we would be those who are sent forth and bringing good news and peace through the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for any here who do not know You, who are far from You, as You have given to them each the gospel. We pray that they would believe it unto salvation, that they would be made right in Your sight, just in Your sight, that we would all be able to come before Your holy throne and worship You Lord's Day after Lord's Day and every day, boldly coming to the throne of grace. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.